This meeting is now being recorded.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the new Subsequent Procedures Sub-Team Track 3 String Contingent Objections and Disputes held on the 13th of September 2016. In the interest of time, we will be doing no roll call as we have quite a few participants. Attendance will be taken by the Adobe Connect room only. So if you are only on the audio bridge, could you please let yourselves be known now? Hearing no names, I would like to remind all to please state your name before speaking for recording purposes, and to please keep your phones and microphones on mute when not speaking to avoid any background noise. With this, I'll turn it back over to Jian Zeng. Please begin.
Okay. Thank you, Eric. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the second Work Track 3 meeting, String Contention, Objection, and Dispute. I'm Jian Chang, one of the co-chair of this sub-team. Although I was on the first meeting, it is actually the first time for me to lead this discussion as a co-chair. Someone may find it's hard to pronounce my last name, so I would suggest reading ZH like CH. So it sounds like Jian Chang. Okay. About like 12 hours ago, I have sent out agenda for today's meeting. And let's move to the first item. If you haven't had a chance to read the agenda, please take a quick look at it. So is there anybody who has any comments and suggestion on the agenda? Okay, having not seen any hands up, let's just move to the item two. I think just 1 week ago, I've circulated my SOI, and I just saw that all the members have had their SOI. But if you want to update them, please do so. Emily, could you update us how many members do we have now?
One moment, let me check on that.
Mm-hmm. And this is Terry. We currently have 25 listed on the Wiki page as members.
Good.
Oh,
good.
Thanks, Terry.
So, any, if any participants has not submit or update the SOI, please do so, and thank you. And I think now let's move to item three. A couple of days, Karen Day has volunteered to be the co-chair. I really appreciate that. But unfortunately, she's not available today. I think she might be able to join us next time. But I also think that this group need to formally ratify her position. So I will just hand it over to Avery. Avery, are you there? Could you just take a few minutes about this issue?
Yeah, this is Avery speaking, one of the two co-chairs of the UGTLB subsequent procedures group. And so very happy to have both John and Karen Day volunteer. I've seen quite a bit of support for Karen on the list, and I just wanted to make sure that there was no objection to having Karen join as the co-chair of this subgroup. And so I'll pause for a moment to give anyone this objection to state it. Seeing none, I believe that we have now approved co-chairs, and I see a pair of hands applauding. So thank you for allowing me to go through this formality. But now all of our subgroups have pairs of co-chairs, And I'm very thankful to all who volunteered, and in this group, especially to John and Karen. So I turn it over to you, John, unless you want me to go immediately into point four, which was also assigned to me, but I'll back to you. Perhaps I'll move on. Basically, John had on item four, working group activities update. And so I assume that this refers to the larger working group, and it's actually a good idea to include something like that in here. Basically, in the
Sorry for interrupting, Avery. Your voice is a little bit faint and not so loud. Could you just speak louder? Thank you.
Actually, I'll play with the volume. I'm in a hotel, and I don't really want to shout. So let me look at my volume here. Okay, levels, volume. Oh, yeah, microphone is quite low. Is that any better? Hopefully.
Yeah, much better, clear in the cloud.
Okay, thank you. So basically, what's going on the working group at the moment is we've been going through, for those of you that have attended, the constituency comment, one comments, and we're still working our way through them. We're still on our first read-through, and we'll do at least two, charting the developed questions. I'll take this opportunity to point out that the GNSO Council has now forwarded the letter from the board to us with the board's request, with the GNSO Council's request that we give them answers. So at our next meeting, though we had plans to immediately go back to the CC1 comments, we will take time out first to discuss the board's request and its letter. So I suggest that everyone read that letter before the meeting and think about it, and we may need to even come back to the sump groups and ask them what they think. This is very much, though, part of the whole exercise of figuring out the general ordering in which you're going to do work and looking at the schedules. So I don't know that we'll solve the question at our next meeting, but we'll certainly talk about it then. And if we don't have a solution then, we'll inform the council that it's going to take us a little longer to work at it. So I guess that's about where we're at. I don't know if Jeff, who's also online, wants to add anything, but if not, I turn the meeting back over to Jean, and thank you.
So, Jeff, do you have any updates or input? Good. Okay, Jeff, it's good. And I think that's good. If we don't have a formal objection, we may have two co-chair for this sub-team. That sounds great. I will be looking forward to working with Karen in the future. So let's move to item five. I think in the first meeting 2 weeks ago, we are planning to rotate among three time slots. That will be 3, 15, and 20 UTC. So we may also stick to just single one time slot as if the sub team decide. So I want to ask the whole group what's your preference? You like rotation or like stick one time?
Jean, it's Sherlyn Dunor here.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you, John. As a fellow a sufferer of awful time zones for Asia Pacific, I think it's only fair if we rotate. So I would be suggesting that we go through a rotation. Whether it's a rotation between the two times or all three, I really don't mind. But I think sharing the pain is probably a good idea.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you. I know it's really hard to coordinate an international group, especially it's hard to find the perfect time for everybody. So it sounds like the group decide to rotate between these three time slots, right? And is there anybody to have suggestion on another time slot, or we just decide to rotate these three, 15, and 20? Sure. If no any other suggestion, we will basically stick to a rotation around 3:15 and 20 UTC. That's good. And another issue is that how frequently we should hold the meeting. I think we mentioned last time that we should hold the meeting at least every other week. But obviously, we can have more often meeting if the group decides. So I want to raise this question to the group. You want to have the meeting every week or every 2 weeks? Yeah, I see Jeff, Sherry, Mike, Krista. Yeah, it seems like people like every 2 weeks have a meeting. That's great. So if no other suggestion or no formal objection, we will decide on maybe this group will meet every 2 weeks. That's good. And I also want to talk a little bit about the task prioritization. If you look at the wiki page for work track 3, we have pretty much atom to be considered. We have principle G. We have recommendations 2, 3, 6, 12 and 20. We also have implementation guidance, F, H, P, and R. It's pretty much. So I want just ask the group, how should we go? Should we first prioritize or have order of all the question and assign each of the question to different individual, or we need more time to consider the prioritization and then more primarily rely on the group discussion. Yeah, as Jeff mentioned, what I mentioned is actually a reference to the original 2007 policy. Okay, I see the Mike question. Yeah, Mike, my question is actually how to prioritize these items. Because we have principle, we have recommendation, we have implementation guidance. Should we just go with parallel, or we should prioritize this question and then go through each one one by one? I just say what's a working method our group want to take.
Hey, John.
Hi, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
To me, it makes sense to take the objections that were created. There's four different objections, and go through
mm-hmm.
them one by one. Rather than
mm-hmm.
focusing on the recommendations and the principles, which, of course, were foundation for the objections. You know, we spent a lot of time back then developing the objections. I don't think we need to start the process over from scratch. I think we should take what we've got and discuss what the weaknesses are, what the strengths were, what we might do to improve them.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Thank you. So for the purpose of a script, who was talking right now?
So that was Mike Rodenbaugh.
Okay. Thank you. We have Jefferson as one topic. String contention is Jeff mentioned that we have objection as one topic. String contention is another. So let's understand that basically are the two most important topics that we may have. So okay, Avery, I see your hands up. Go ahead, please. Avery, are your hands
up? Yeah. This is Avery speaking. Sorry, it took me a while to get the unmute button. Yeah, I basically wanted to go along with what Mike had said. I think it's very important that we, you know, always keep track of what the original principles are, but the actual work items are the bullet items below. You know, the various objection procedures, the string similarity reviews, the objections, the accountability mechanisms. Those are actually the work items that need to be ordered. And, you know, I think starting with objections, can be a fine way to start since those are so important. But I do think ordering those other work items as Mike suggested, is indeed the a good way to go with it. So I'd recommend always keeping the principles from before at the back. And of course, if the group decides that any changes need to be made to those because of the way they were implemented or because they were in some sense inadequate or misleading, then certainly, you know, then they can be changed and recommendations can be made to change them, but I do think you need to work through all of the issues on the ordered list or the unordered list. Thanks.
Thanks, Avery. We will take that. Another question is that I know we should. There is a work track 4. It's about like IDN, internationalized domain name. I know string contention objection may also involve the issues of IDN, and so the working track 4 is specifically for IDN. So I just want to ask what's relationship between the IDN work track and the our track string contention objection. Those things should be considered together or should be considered separately? Avery and Jeff, you have an idea?
Yeah, this is Avery again. I just started speaking. I think that there are two different issues. One is the process by which we look at string similarity and whether the process of doing it is right, you know, perhaps issues of degree of string similarity. Now, we'll have string similarity both among IDNs
and among, you know, the regular LDH ASCII strings, the letter digit hyphen ASCII strings. But the issue of how to deal with string similarity and string comparisons and such is one kind of issue, whether they're ASCII or IBN, whereas the work on IBNs in terms of how they get supported and such will probably be separate. Now, there may be a couple issues where we would have to compare between the two groups if there's some issue about, you know, how do we tell if IBNs are similar or not, you know. Are we looking at just the letters? Are we looking at the code, et cetera? Then we may have a problem together. But by and large, I think they're separate issues. One about the process of string similarity and one about how to further and such IBN usage, I think. Perhaps other people have different views, but that's the way I had looked at it.
Mm-hmm. So any other comments from other participants? Jeff, please go ahead.
Yeah, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, great.
Okay.
Yeah,
this is Jeff Newman for Transcript. Great. So I think what I suggested in the chat was, and Steve Chan actually pointed this out, there were three areas that were considered high priority by the CCT review team, and those were the string similarity, objections, and sorry, I have to scroll up now because I forgot what the third one was. Community applications. So I think we may want to just take it in that order, which would be sort of chronological order, but I'm seeing some other opinions on the chat. So some are saying that we should do objections first. So, and I'm fine with that. The reason I had put string contention as last is because we haven't yet resolved the question of how we're going to accept applications for TLDs. If it's accepted on a first-come, first-served basis, then in theory there may not be any string contention. But obviously if we do rounds or something else, then there may be string contention issues. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. Yeah, we do have like three. It's like string contention, string similarity, and the objection. As Jeff mentioned, I did see some different opinions in the chat room. So I will recommend how about we take back this issue back and do some homework. Maybe next week, or next time, not next week, we have decided on every 2 weeks. Next meeting, we may take a while to think about what's the order of our working process. So everybody just bear in mind we have this problem, and we'll decide on next meeting. But Jeff, you mentioned that if we took the first-come, first-served principle, then there might no string contention problem. But obviously, we will take like a round, not first-come, first-serve. So it's something we should consider the order. Any other comments or suggestions? Okay. I also want to ask the group about the working methods. I know it's for the every 2 weeks meeting. Between the two meetings, we may have some other questions. So can we just discuss some issue in the mailing list. Emily, the mailing list, like GNSO Working Track 3, every participant is free to submit, post, and mail, right?
Hi, this is Emily. Sorry, this took a second for me to get off mute. So full working group members are able to post on the list, and observers, I believe, are able to read those emails but are not able to post.
Not able to post. Okay, good, good. So observers, if you have any problem, I will encourage you to maybe write to me or Karen for your any opinions or suggestions you want to post. But for participants, between the meetings, if you have any issues or problem, I will encourage to using the submitting list to exchange ideas. So that's like we have finished the item 5. Meeting times, working methods, and task prioritization. Let's move to item 6. Today, I don't think we have enough time to go through all the questions. So I want to touch one question, and as we have discussed, I just want to start with the principle. In principle G, it's like freedom of expression rights. The question is that we should examine whether GAIC advice, community processes, and reserved name impact this goal. So personally, I was surprised to say the string contention or objection is related to freedom of expression. That's kind of surprised me because I don't think they are quite relevant. But I will hear the group's idea and opinion on that, whether this principle should guide, or do we have any suggestion or opinion to revise a little bit of this this principle, or any other principle we think it's more relevant to string contention, objection, dispute. Is there anybody to express their idea?
Going back to what we were discussing before, I think maybe it's better to postpone and not really look at recommendations and principles like this, separate and apart from the objections and the contention mechanisms that we're going to be looking at one by one. You know, this principle and these recommendations are going to come up in the context of string similarity review, in the context of the limited public interest objection, and probably in other contexts, legal rights of others, which involves trademarks. I think it just makes more sense to deal with it in those separate contexts rather than in the abstract like this. I'm not sure what we're supposed to be doing or thinking about. I mean, I think everybody agrees with these principles and recommendations, unless our exercise is to go back and look at them and perhaps change them. But my understanding is that our exercise is more to look at the actual mechanisms that were implemented this round and see how we can improve them.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. And Jeff, go ahead, please.
Yeah, thanks. This is Jeff Newman. I agree with Mike. What we could do for the next time is we could create a mapping of the specific type of objection with the principles that apply to the event to see if the objections were carried out in a way that's consistent with the principles. So as Mike said, the principle you just mentioned, Principle G, about not infringing the applicant's freedom of expression rights, that could be mapped to, as Christina said, Principle A, which is an orderly, timely, and predictable way, but also that could be mapped to the limited public interest objection. I think that's what it was called. So it could also be mapped to the legal rights of others objection. So that may be a way to do it, is you take objection, you look at all of the principles to make sure that the objection and the way it was implemented is consistent with the relevant policies and policy recommendations and the implementations.
Thanks, Jeff. I like Mike's idea that context matter. It's hard, like it sounds hard to discuss the principle G very generally or in an abstract way. Just want to map them into different recommendation. But I also want to mention that the principle seems like an overarching thing beyond the recommendation and implementation. So I also like Jeff's idea that it's hard for me to say the string contention or objection is only related to Principle G. It's like free of expression. In some cases, in different contexts, we may use different principles. So that's why the group might want to touch a little bit on the principle. It's an overarching thing. Or do we need to add other principles into this working group, or Principle G needs some revision to be matched into different context. So that's basically what I want to ask the group. So Chris, I saw your chat in AC Roo. Do you have any more words on this one, on your recommendation? So how do you think about the relationship between principles and the recommendation? You mentioned it as a yardstick for the objection implementation. Christina, are you there? Okay, no problem. Maybe she cannot hear us. So any comments and suggestions on how to go through the principles? Okay, so it sounds like we have some different opinions on to principle discussion and its relationship with recommendation. So there's no anyone hands up. So let's move to item 7. Do we have any suggestion on the action point for the next core? I remember we mentioned like the order, the prioritization of recommendation. We also talk a little bit about how we should discuss the principle and how map the different principles into recommendation. Those are something we may include the action points for the next core. Any other idea or suggestion about the next core? Jeff, go ahead.
John, this is Jeff Newman.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think one of the other action items that we're going to have, and I apologize for not getting the full letter out or the letter out to the full group, but one of the items that we're going to have is to discuss how the board's letter to the GNSO Council, which has been referred to us for our opinion, how that relates to the subjects within this particular work track. So I could see that being an action item, a pretty big action item for the next call. But I also agree that we've laid out a few things here, such as trying to map the principles, recommendations, and implementation guidance to the particular objections, and hopefully getting some statistics on the objections. So I think we probably have a good amount to get started for the next call in 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Jeff. Yeah, I will include the board letter you mentioned into the agenda for the next call. Yeah, thank you. And any other idea and comments and suggestions for what we talked through today? Yeah, it seems like we proceed faster than I expected. It's a really quiet group. And but most people are very active in the chatting room. And Krista and Mike, I saw a lot of your chat in the chatting room. Do you have any other comments or suggestions?
Jean, it's Mike Rodenbaugh. I'm good with like Jeff is definitely right. If we get the letter that we need to address and we get staff to give us a mapping of the principles to the objections, which I seem to think exist. I feel like I've seen that before. I think that would be good way to start our discussions next time and then finish up prioritizing, deciding what we're going to do first and when.
Good. Yeah, I will do some homework to try to free preliminary maybe document for the next time. And I will try to include all the question or the suggestion we have discussed today. And yeah, it's my first time to lead this discussion. It seems to going faster than I thought. So I almost done with item number 1 to 7 as I planned. So about item 8, do we have any additional suggestion or question for today's meeting? If not, I may end the call earlier.
That's fine. Thanks so much, John.
Ari, go ahead.
I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank you again for leading us through this first meeting, and very much appreciate it, and thank you.
Yeah, thank you also. And another administrative issue I want to remind the group, especially for the staff, can see how we can improve. Today, this morning, like about 1 hour ago, some group member wrote to me and wrote to Steve to say they seem to not receive the meeting invitation before. But actually, I know Steve has actually send out all the invitation like 2 weeks ago. So it sounds like 2 weeks seems to be too far for some members to catch up. So I just want to suggest that we at first to send out like 2 weeks in advance invitation to the participant, and then maybe 1 week later we can send out a reminder, or finally 1 day before the meeting we can send another invitation reminder. So I will work with staff to say who will send out all the invitation, who will send out the reminder to avoid such a type of confusion. Are those make sense? Ari, your hand's still up, please.
And thanks. I put it up again. What I wanted to also recommend to everybody is that they go to the master schedule. I mean, it's really good that we get those reminders, but I've also certainly made it a habit, both in this group and in other groups that have these master schedules, at the beginning of each week, just taking a look at the master schedule and seeing what's scheduled there, just to make sure that you've got your schedules right. I mean, it is very much, you know, right and proper that reminders get sent out both by the leadership and by the staff. But I also recommend that we all take a certain amount of responsibility and check the master schedule from time to time. Mail is not a reliable, medium, and we sometimes lose it. We sometimes that. Meetings might get canceled and you miss the announcement of the cancel. So I do recommend that people go to this webpage. Go to the webpage and I didn't put it in the right window. Go to the webpage periodically and just confirm for themselves which of the meetings are happening. So it's kind of a double check. So I just wanted to throw that in as another part of the possible solution to knowing when all the meetings are. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you, Avery. Very good suggestion. If we had a master schedule and double check again and again, that will be very productive. I know everybody is pretty busy, and that's thank you for your suggestion. And very close to the top of the hour. Any other comments or idea or problem we want to discuss today? Having seen no any hands up and no any other comments, I will end the call today. And thank you for your participation. Thank you very much for your support to my first lead of this discussion. Yeah, I hope we can do. I hope I can do better next time. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Once again, the meeting has been adjourned. Thank you very much for joining. And please remember to disconnect all remaining lines.